Loneliness. It's an intriguing and multifaceted condition. It reflects a universal aspect of human experience. It's defined by a subjective feeling of isolation, not necessarily determined by one's physical solitude, but rather the perceived quality of one's social interactions. While it is a state that most will experience at various points in their life, its effects can vary vastly from person to person. Scientifically, loneliness has been linked to numerous physical and psychological health risks. Studies have demonstrated that chronic loneliness can activate the body's stress responses, leading to inflammation and a reduction in immune function, which in turn increases susceptibility to disease. It's also associated with a heightened risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, and decreased life expectancy. These effects suggest that social connections that people make are not merely beneficial, but essential to survive. From a psychological perspective, loneliness can exacerbate symptoms of depression and anxiety. It can also lead to a vicious cycle, where lonely feelings lead to withdrawal behaviors, which further diminish the quality of social interactions, thus thereby increasing feelings of loneliness. Interestingly, the experience of loneliness can also serve as a catalyst for personal growth and self-discovery. For some people, periods of solitude can foster introspection, leading to better self-understanding and increased autonomy. This can be seen in the accounts of numerous people who found that time spent alone has allowed them to reconnect with their personal goals and values. Educationally, addressing loneliness involves understanding its root cause and manifestations. It requires a holistic approach that includes fostering social skills, enhancing social support networks, and promoting mental health awareness. Initiatives like social integration programs in communities and schools and promoting inclusive environments in the workplace help mitigate the feelings of isolation. Emerging research into interventions such as mindfulness, cognitive behavioral strategies, and even the use of technology to create virtual social networks shows the promise in alleviating the burden of loneliness. Ultimately, this is a deep human experience. It encapsulates a dichotomy between pain and growth. While it poses significant health risks, it also offers opportunities for personal development. So making sure that you address it effectively requires a true, comprehensive understanding of its psychological, physical, and social dimensions. These are Interesting Things with JC.